Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knyer, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. And so for those of you that may not know, October is Physical Therapy Month. And my guest today is Mara Holden. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
Good, thanks. Glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. So you work at Way Memorial Physical Therapy Rehab. I know the title is probably so much longer than what I really said, correct?
Way Memorial Outpatient Rehabilitation Services, yes.
Yeah. See, I knew it would be. So how long have you been at Way Memorial?
I've been here 3 years since June, yeah.
Well, welcome, and we're so happy to have you on board.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Yeah, so, and you are a physical therapist.
Yes.
Okay, and we were talking a little bit about this before, and we could probably spend another 15 minutes just talking about titles and stuff like that, which we won't. There's a lot of stuff we want to get to. But you went to a lot of schooling to become a physical therapist.
Right. So for the last few years, we've had to go for our doctorate. So my program was 7 years. It varies, but we technically have a doctorate in physical therapy then, but normally just, you know, physical therapist is fine for us.
Right. And you are licensed, which is really important. So you have to pass a board exam, correct?
Right. Yep. So that generally happens after graduation, can be before, but yeah, right. Pretty grueling.
I know.
Like, not to think about it anymore.
I know. That's like with me with all the registration and license exams. I'm like, they're past us, you know. But you have to continue each year with continuing education credits and keeping up that knowledge of physical therapy.
Absolutely. And it's very dependent on your patient population, you know. So that's been interesting for me here as well.
Right. Because you kind of do it all, you know. So tell us a little bit about what does a physical therapist do?
Right, so there's a lot involved in our scope. To sum it up, we'll start with we diagnose movement dysfunctions and mobility deficits, developing treatment plans to address functional impairments that our patients have. We teach a lot of exercises, safety, and home exercise routines. We provide stimulation or massage mobilizations to promote healing and mobility, and we assist patients with needed equipment such as wheelchairs, walkers, canes, crutches.
Right. So a lot, right? And oftentimes, you know, people are referred to physical therapy or rehab services because of certain medical conditions, also because of accidents and falls and stuff like that. Can you list some of like the medical conditions or, you know, why you would actually see someone?
Sure. So breaking it down kind of by a scope here, we have neurologic conditions, sometimes after a stroke, people with Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis, just to name a few. There are musculoskeletal conditions, we have post-op joint replacements, fractures, just minor surgical procedures such as scopes, strains or sprains, low back pain, neck pain, those are big ones, or just preventative programs, you know, for people who are active and dealing with aches and pains. Cardiopulmonary-wise, we have people after heart attacks or cardiomyopathy, COPD, but that's usually after they go to cardiac or pulmonary rehab at the hospital. We like to work well at those programs. Vestibular conditions with vertigo or dizziness or just other balance impairments. There's a lot that can go into vestibular. And we do have some patients with amputation as well. So that's another interesting part of our population we get to work with.
Right. I will have to say I have been a patient here of physical therapy because of neck issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it significantly helped my condition.
Absolutely. A lot of times it's just a simple reminder, you know, to break your habits once in a while so that you're not getting stuck in those ruts. You know, they can be very detrimental, especially now with working from home and everyone's on the computer and their phones all the time.
That's what I was just going to say. Right. Yes. Because, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more hand issues with younger people moving forward because I'm sorry, but many of them, not all, but many of them are on their phones a lot or they're doing computer games, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Our occupational therapist, Karen, specializes in hands, and my goodness, she is busy.
Right. And we'll talk about that because there are other therapies here, correct?
Absolutely. So we have 3 occupational therapists between this site and our other site. So we have a pediatric OT, an OT, like I said, with extensive knowledge in hand therapy, and we have a lymphedema OT at our Route 6 site. But we also have a speech-language pathologist, and she treats children and adults as well.
Right. And so I think that's really important for our community and our listeners to know. It's like, you know, yes, it's Physical Therapy Month, and we think about PT, like you said, with arms, legs, but it is really comprehensive here. Like, someone may need PT, but they may need what we call OT or occupational therapy, right? Or mm-hmm. speech therapy. And they can get that all under this roof, correct?
Absolutely. So that's one of our main draws that we have being a part of the hospital. You know, we have a lot of patients who require more than one therapy, and sometimes they don't even realize they need more than one. So that's kind of our job when we see them on an evaluation to refer them to our other providers, because not that we can't address those areas of the body, but they're just so much more specialized sometimes, mm-hmm. and it really helps to have that knowledge in those areas.
Right, and that's why you have those different titles of OT, yep. PT, and, you know, speech, for that reason. So, you know, if someone is having an issue, maybe they're having some neck pain, they're not quite sure, like, how does the process work? Should they, you know, see their primary care doctor, discuss those issues? And do they send them over to you or what?
Yep, generally that's how it streams down, pretty thorough. So the doctor will see them and they'll typically send over an order with their diagnosis of what they've seen. And most insurances do require that order. It just has to be within 30 days that okay. we see them. Yeah.
Oh, from the ordering?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that, you know, because sometimes some orders can, you can kind of like put them on the side table right. and 6 months later be like, I think I'll do this now, yeah. but.
And 30... most will send them again. You right. know, they just have to re-up it and everything, but mm-hmm. generally they like to see them before they issue something. And, you know, for us, it's a little helpful to have them all involved too, so.
Right. So, you know, with physical therapy, yes, I'm sure you're all trained to handle many of the, you know, conditions that we talk about, but are there specialty physical therapists as well?
Absolutely. And there's plenty of different specialty titles that you can obtain after graduation. But currently at both of our sites, we have chosen to certify ourselves in an LSVT Big program, which is specific for patients with Parkinson's. And that is also helpful because our speech therapist is LSVT Loud certified. So the program is actually big and loud. So we're able to do that in conjunction with our speech therapist to more specifically address Parkinson's disease. But just general experience with orthopedic and neurologic conditions right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, but that covers a lot of our population, oh, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was always thinking about specializing, but honestly, since working here, it's kind of on the back burner because we see so many different diagnoses. And right now I'm just enjoying learning a little bit about everything rather than diving into something so specific.
Right, right. And I think, you know, Parkinson's, you know, having that program here for those individuals is so important for our community because we do, I know people with Parkinson's out there, which, you know, physical therapy and speech and things like that are really important for them.
Absolutely. It's a lifelong process. You know, once you're diagnosed with that, it's typical that you at least have some sort of therapy, I'd say almost once a year, if not more, because there's just so much that goes into it and you really have to keep moving and keep going to kind of fight off those impairments that come with it. And I've seen a lot of different types of Parkinson's nowadays, too. You know, it seems like the symptoms aren't as classic as they used to be. And we're just seeing a lot more people that are affected by Parkinson-like syndromes. You know?
Oh.
So it's very interesting.
That is very interesting. That's why I love doing these shows, because, you know, I get to learn a lot about, first of all, the people I work with.
Yeah.
Because we're in two different locations, correct? And,
absolutely.
You know, we ended up meeting, really meeting at a social event not too long ago. But I knew your name and you had your commercial on for the hospital.
To it, yep.
Yes, it is always nice to have that. You know, another big question too is, you know, again, I work kind of towards the hospital, but you have a different location. So where are you located?
We do. So we're kind of hidden. We're at 190 Delaware Street, which is across from Bold's Floral and just around the area of the Tractor Supply. And our phone number here is 570-253-7325. And our other clinic is down at the Route 6 Mall at 650 Old Willow Ave. Right next to where the old Kmart was. And that one is 570-253-7322.
Right. And they both, you know, kind of cover different aspects, but they're both part of the rehab services.
Absolutely. So here we have PT, OT, and speech services. And at Route 6, they have PT and OT, as well as our outpatient lab. But our OT down there is the lymphedema therapist. And then the OT here is the one who specializes in hands as well as pediatrics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know I did a show not too long ago. I say not too long ago. It was probably 6 months ago when I did a show with Karen and Kim.
Yep.
You know, both of our OTs that, specialize in the hand and the lymphedema, which is, again, another important service for our community.
Absolutely. Very under-recognized, honestly. We have mm-hmm. a lot of patients who could benefit from those services.
Exactly. So, you know, know, we talk about services that you provide, but I think another important message that we can kind of give our listeners is prevention, correct?
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do, and not a lot of people realize it. They think that they have to have something specific wrong with them just to come to PT, you know, but we are trying to branch out and have people realize that we can really be more preventative, you know, for people with repetitive jobs or just who are at risk for falls and injuries. You know, it's all of us, honestly.
Right. So what recommendation would you make for individuals now with the, unfortunately, colder weather coming? And, you know, we live in the Northeast. We are eventually going to get snow and ice. I know last year was really bad with ice.
It was bad. We definitely saw a lot more injuries last year. You know, and as much as I don't want to talk about the snow and ice, with those months coming up, you just want to keep in mind that we need to take our time. Some people, if they've used an assistive device, such as a cane in the past, you know, it might be something they want to break out as we start to get into the slippery surfaces. And just avoiding prolonged periods of that strenuous activity, especially when it's colder outside. You know, you want to take breaks and stay hydrated so that you really don't have too much increased stress on the body, especially in those colder temperatures.
Right. Like if someone does have maybe some back pain to begin with, they have to be really careful with shoveling the snow and to get that looked at before they make that condition worse.
Right. And a lot of times we do see people, you know, after the fact because they've aggravated an older injury or just moved the wrong way. You know, and it's not that I ever want to tell people they shouldn't be doing things, because
right.
It's our job to encourage appropriate movement. But there's definitely some ways that we can alter positions and ways that people do things that'll decrease the risk of injury.
Right. Like for example, too, as we get older, we get a lot of aches and pains. I will attest to that, you know. But also safety within the home is really important. You know,
absolutely.
Balance and tripping over things. I mean, how many times you might have seen someone that tripped over an animal or a rug?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of times. You think your home is the safest place, and as much as I want to say that it is, it's definitely where I think a lot of our patients injure themselves. You know, so you just want to keep in mind that if you have any rugs, they should be secured. If you have any night lights, those are really good to put in the common areas so that you have increased visibility, because a lot of people are walking around at night. You know, we have to, but you got to be careful and make sure your path is lit. And then the grab bars, you know, in the bathroom, if you need some in the kitchen, just places to make sure that you can get yourself out of wherever you are.
Right, right. And there are programs out there to help individuals, too. I know I just did a radio show with NeighborWorks, who are working with some of older adults in modifying safety modifications and stuff like that. And, you know, that's something that, you know, you can talk with one of our physical therapists about too, or our occupational therapist, on what may be needed in the home, correct?
Absolutely. We talk about that with most of our patients. And it's been really great working here, figuring out all of the different things in Wayne County that are available, you know, between the Area Agency on Aging, just different partners with the hospital, and programs that are available for most people that they might not even know about, you know, so the conversation has to be initiated somewhere, and we do like to try to take charge of that for them.
Right, right, and which, again, is so helpful for our community. So what are the hours for our rehab services?
So currently we're 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. If you need an appointment between the outside of those hours, you know, there is some flexibility, but because of COVID, the hours changed a little bit, so... currently 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay, and what's the phone number again if someone's listening?
So PTOT and Speech Services at Delaware Street are 570-253-7325. And PT and Lymphedema OT at Route 6 are 570-253-7322.
Right, so if someone was to call that number and be like, you know, I'm having this issue, what should I do? You'll help guide them, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Our front staff is very good at directing our phone calls, making sure our patients have all the information they need, especially reaching out to doctors if we have to get, you know, scripts and things for them.
Mm-hmm. I do have to ask you this. What do you love about your job? I mean, I know we had this conversation. I'm sure there's many things, but at Wayne Memorial and our rehab services.
So here I've just found that it's a very unique environment. You know, I get to see so many different people, and I've really found out different ways to help everyone through my job. You know, I knew a lot of stuff about physical therapy going into it, but the community here has showed me the different ways that I can help people. And it's not just so much about my diagnosis and my treatment plans, but my education and my relationships with my patients. That's been the most enjoyable thing thus far, honestly.
Well, everyone can't see, but I have a big smile on my face because really, it is a pleasure having you here at Wayne Memorial Hospital and all the people that you have helped. So thank you to you to all your coworkers, to all of rehab services here at Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Thank you so much.
And happy PT month.
Thank you.
So Mara, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the chance to talk with you.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening and have a great day.